Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 17th of May 2017, and this is the 585th Moll Out Loud podcast. I said yesterday that I would podcast when I was out and about, but I've changed my mind. This morning's sky was very much a red sky, and the morning is a shepherd's warning. So I've sort of expected rain, but I now think that it's not going to happen. It's just very, very overcast and quite cold. And what I had planned to do was go into town probably about 10 minutes ago and to visit a friend in hospital before my writer's cave. But I'm quite tired, and I just think I'm trying to fit too many things in. And another friend who's in hospital has lent me her car, so I can actually drive down to the writer's cave tonight, and I think I will have to skip the visit. It would have meant coming out of my writing session this afternoon at the cafe and really leaving straight away, and also eating somewhere on the run. And so I've just come home. This means that I've got over an hour to be gentle in and to talk to you on this podcast. And I've just made myself some tea, and I've cut myself some delicious date and walnut and ginger cake that someone at the market makes. I think they do it once a month. So I figure if I can have one a month, and I did give a kind of chunk to my neighbour as well, then it can't be too terribly bad for me. I'm hoping. Anyway, it's very delicious, so it's good for my soul, whatever it does to my body. And I'm sure the walnuts are extremely healthy. And I'm glad that I've made this decision, and it will mean that I have a bit more energy for the actual writing when I get to the writer's cave, because I'm hoping tonight to finish this scene, which I need to send off to the people at the writer's, the novel writing group, the In the Flesh group, who I'm meeting tomorrow evening. So that's where I'm at, and I was quite foggy when I went to the cafe to write this afternoon, but I kind of gradually got into it, and I found that I'd written a part of the scene that I'm really happy with, and so I left it there. Well, they were going to close. That was one of the reasons I left it there. But I also left it there because it's very much better to come back to something you're writing when you've got something that's inspired you in front of your eyes. So it was a considered decision, and it's very exciting to be writing something that that feels good, even though it was not a very gentle scene. It felt alive. So here I am today, and here I am talking to you on this cold day here. Maybe it's warm where you are, and I don't mind the cold really, but it is a very, very interior day. So I'm very grateful to this friend who has lent me her car. It also means I can drive to and from the In the Flesh group tomorrow, and to Qigong on Saturday. So it's a really, really good timing for me, and I'm hoping that she's okay. She's in a different hospital from the other person who I've been visiting, so it's all a bit spread out. And I can't really see one and the other. And today I'm not going to see anybody. Nobody, just myself and conserving this bit of myself. I do hope that you can conserve as well. It's so hard when you want to do the right thing as a friend, when you feel that other people need support, to be selfish. Well, not be selfish, be self-aware or aware of my own limitations. When I say one, I'm talking about myself, really. And just recognizing where self-conservation is really the best thing in the long run. So that's what I'm doing today, and I hope that you are able to do that too. I know that some of you are being pulled in a number of different directions. Others of you have quite low energy. So I'm hoping that self-conservation, that self-care can happen for you. It's very, very important. And self-conservation in whatever, by whatever means best work for you. I'm going to stop this now, and I'm going to have my cup of tea. I meant to have it next to me so that I could actually take a sip, but I can see that it is still in my hatch. Or the teapot's here, but my cup and saucer and my jug are too far to reach. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.